Good morning, and thank you for coming. And like I'll reiterate what Indy said, you know, when you're the last speaker or close to the last speaker on a Wednesday, sometimes the crowd's a little bit small, but I appreciate you all being here. This is something I am truly passionate about. I am passionate about education, whether that education occurs at a university level, in a field with a farmer, or K-12. It's a passion of mine. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's something I enjoy telling other people about. And when it combines education with agronomy, it's the perfect sweet spot for me. So I want to tell you a little bit about this new module that we've created for Planting Science. I'll tell you a little bit about Planting Science and hopefully inspire you maybe to come alongside of us if you're not and be a part of this great organization. So what is PlantingScience.org? It's a free online resource. It's for K-12 teachers, although I think we also have some college students who are also taking part in it, which is really kind of neat. It connects volunteer scientists, people like you and people like me who work in science for a living, with small student groups that maybe may or may not have any background in farming and agriculture and natural sciences. It's a platform for breaking down stereotypes about who we are as scientists. There's a lot of those. And if you get out and you get to visiting with kids, they have this perceived notion of what scientists are like. And, you know, granted, they grew up watching Bill Nye the Science Guy, and he's got his lab coat on, and, you know, and that's what they see as scientists. This single organization has impacted over 20,000 students from 38 U.S. states and 4 countries in 10 years, which is pretty cool, and it's supported by almost 1,000 scientists. So there's about 1,000 of us that are out there that are willing to be mentors to high school students, and we are from 15 scientific societies and 32 different countries. So it's really a broad perspective for students to get to know and lots of different backgrounds. So, Planting Science, and I have to be honest, before I got involved, had no clue what Planting Science was about. And even as a teacher, and yeah, I taught high school for 3 years and would have loved to have known about this, had no idea how to connect students with people outside of my community. I was in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I could bring people in from NC State, but good grief, what a wonderful thing it would have been to be able to connect them with people from other sides of the country, from completely different eco-regions, different experiences, different backgrounds. So Planting Sciences is a platform where a teacher goes in and decides they want to do this program. They look to see what modules are there, and I'll go to the next page and it'll show you what modules we have currently that might connect to what they're teaching in a classroom. And the modules are, and I laugh because I don't want to use this term, but I'm going to, it's a living, breathing curriculum. So you can choose pieces that are very basic and very small if you're teaching young children or people with very basic knowledge, and you can very quickly ramp it up to very technical, you know, really getting into genetics and understanding traits and how those move. And so it's able to flex and understand. So the teacher's going to sign up. The teacher's teaching in the class. She's got objectives that she's trying to reach. She's decided that this module's going to fit well with what she's doing. She divides her students into these small groups that they're going to do some sort of a project, and then we kind of step in. And so with each group, a mentor is assigned to that group, and that mentor, the whole role is in a chat-type forum, is to guide these students in creating a good testable hypothesis and being there to kind of challenge them with some questions that might lead them beyond their basic understanding. And then just to be a resource, to be able to, you know, allow them to ask questions and you know, I guess one of the most common ones they see are my seeds they have mold on them, you know? Yeah, okay, so let's talk about germinating. We talk about our experiences and things that we have going on. And this is all done via computer. And the very neatest part to me is the very end. If you get the opportunity, a lot of teachers do presentations at the end via video chat. And so you can be involved in their classroom with them. And that to me is the neatest part. Kids are smart, guys. In high school, I wasn't doing analysis of covariance, and I wasn't doing complicated statistics, and, you know, and I'm seeing middle school kids that are talking about, you know, probability and things that are happening, and they're trying to, and, you know, they've got a good grasp of what's going on, and part of that is because of the learning communities within a school, but part of it is because their scientist mentors and their teachers see that that's important. They're pushing them toward that. So what learning modules are currently available within Planting Science? We've got the power of sunlight. It's looking at photosynthesis and respiration. We've got the wonder of seeds and its germination and seedling growth. We have the celery challenge, which is what the picture is, and it's really looking at osmosis, diffusion, and transport. And, man, we think our students learn quality science when they're young. They got lots of things that they have really wrong from a scientific standpoint. We have the corn competition, which is kind of neat. They grow the largest corn plant. Where does pollen come from, which is kind of a hot topic right now, with pollinators being taken out from different things that we're spraying. C-Firm, which is going to look at sexual reproduction and alternation of generations. Foundation genetics, traits and variation, environment, rapid cycling brassica. And then we have genetics and inbred Arabidopsis. So we're looking at trait transmission and being able to track that. So, you know, these are pretty in-depth conversations that students can have with each other as they're going into these, and something that can support the teacher. So one of the things that maybe you should also understand is that with each of these modules comes a teacher guide and a student guide. And so it's a guided process so that the teacher fully understands how this mashes with what they're already teaching in the classroom, so that they can make sure that as they're teaching, they can teach the key concepts that go along. And so it becomes this seamless integration of an inquiry-based project. Well, we had a need, okay, and it was identified, and there became a partnership between Planting Science and the American Society of Agronomy. The Planting Sciences is run out of the Botanical Society of America, which is part of why we see plants so much. But we were able to bring together two organizations who have very similar goals in education and create a new module. And so Planting Sciences, they have this proven platform. It's worked for years. It's one of the longest online learning platforms that's out there for plant science. They had been bringing together teachers and the scientific resources for years and years, and so they had that proven track record. The American Society of Agronomy had grant monies that they were offering up to write new curriculum to really help getting agronomy out to the everyday person. Mentors, a great pool of mentors with scientists that are here within the societies. And they have this really cool book that's come out, and it's called Agronomy, Grow With It. And I will tell you, if you have young children in your family and you're wondering what in the world to get them, and you're passionate about agronomy, you're passionate about agriculture and the natural environment, this would make an incredible Christmas gift. I know when we got to see it in the workshops where we were working, we flipped it. I mean, it was just, the pictures are bright, they're beautiful, the words are easy to understand. It's written at about a middle school level, but my kids would absolutely love to have this book. All right, so as we are sitting, there was a group, how many of there were? Is it like 15 total maybe in the room, Rob? 12, yeah, something like that. So we're sitting together and we start trying to decide how in the world are we going to present and create a curriculum module to tell people what agronomy is about. And you all know as well as I do, there are so many things that are involved in agronomy. And we finally kind of whittled it down to, we have feed, fuel, and fiber. That's what kind of defines agronomy. Everything that we do kind of falls into one of those things. And this push that we're going to have to feed a population of 9 billion people by 2050. And with that, we're going to have to clothe them. And with that, we're going to have transportation and fuel for them. That's a huge undertaking for us as scientists. And it's a huge undertaking. And I know that we felt the pressure of how in the world do we share with a new set of generation of people coming up who maybe have no idea what agronomy is or what agriculture is or really what goes into that. How do we teach them? How do we educate them? How do we support our teachers with good scientific information to help them develop this understanding? So at some point in our conversation came some discussion about our kids don't even know where their food comes from. Well, where do you go? Well, I go to the grocery store. Where do you get your eggs? Well, they're in the cool department, you know, and they come in this little styrofoam container. And it was like we had this total disconnect from where our food comes from. And so we really started looking at this concept of field to table. And so we came up with these objectives for our module to understand what an ecoregion is and how crop production is impacted by the ecoregion. So we need them to understand where they're at, what's grown in their area, and what impacts that. But we need them to understand that maybe what's produced in their area can't be produced just maybe even a couple of counties over, or maybe even the next state over. We need to understand the roles of soil and nutrients and how they affect plant growth. Okay, this one's kind of near and dear to my heart, because when I taught high school in Raleigh, North Carolina, I had kids that had never played in the soil. They had no idea what it felt like to walk barefoot. They'd grown up in a concrete jungle. You know, they could talk about their grandparents a generation ago that grew up on a farm, but they had zero concept of what that was like. And they probably, there's about 1,000 students in North Carolina who are now in college or in that age that now have an idea of what agronomy is, and they know what soil's like, and they know what it's like to take their shoes off and walk through it, and they know that weirdos taste it to find texture, and, you know, they know what ribboning is and those kinds of things. But we have to be able to connect with them on lots of different levels as far as how we're trying to teach them those things. They need to understand how plant stresses and stressors affect plant growth and management decisions. Okay, so that's another piece that we've been hearing talks about all week. They understand the various decisions that have to be made from field to table. Logistics, transportation. Agronomy is not just about growing it, not just about harvesting it, but it's also about how do we move it from one place to another? How do we get it to the people that need that? Understand the management practices used in particular regions and ecoregions. And I mean, you looked at, if you were in here a couple of talks ago, you saw São Paulo, Brazil, and how different it is from any place in the U.S. and the issues that they would have to deal with versus what we have to deal with. And then demonstrate critical thinking. We always have to come back to Bloom's taxonomy and getting people to think beyond just rote memorization to how do you apply this and how do you get that done. We did this in a weekend. It was a crazy weekend. All right, so how it works. The teachers introduce the model. I've kind of been through this before. The student teams ask a research question. They're going to post this to whoever their online mentor is. The module's going to have two short guided inquiries, the one on soil nutrients and one on soil water retention. And then the kids kind of get released to try to come up with some sort of a problem that they want to answer, sort of guided so that they know what they have to work with. And then, you know, like I said, it can be scaled up or scaled down based on student knowledge, abilities, and resources. So our key concepts in the module, field to table, where does it come from and how does it get there? Plant nutrition and soil fertility, how do plants get nutrients to grow? Geography and water, how do these aspects affect the growth of the same crop? So across a spatial. Plant stressors, what are potential issues with growing food? Okay, so if our kids can answer that at the end of this module, we feel like we've done a good job in telling what agronomy is. So how can you help? Okay, we need you. We need mentors. We need people who are willing to take a little bit of time, and it really is a very, very small investment. We need you to tell your local teachers. Tell those that you know in ag education who are getting ready to be new teachers. Those that are in science education who are getting ready to go out and be new teachers. And then champion agronomy. Guys, that's our ultimate thing. If we're not championing agronomy and we're not championing agriculture and we're not teaching our youngest generations accurate science, we're going to grow up with generations of people that are going to be making rules and laws and things like that that are going to impact us as scientists, right? So ultimately, we need to educate. So with that, are there any questions? Yeah. Sure. So one of the very first involvements that you have is your group is going to introduce themselves to you, or you're going to introduce yourself to them. And so it's, you know, a quick, almost like a Facebook status. Hey, my name is Martha, and I'm a scientist, and I, you know, work in such and such and such and such, and who are you, and what are you doing? So it becomes these very quick sound, you know, these tight bites back and forth to each other. I would say on a given week, I might spend 30 minutes, maybe, you know, and so you're logging on and you're checking. When it works, we get email alerts. We have a new system that we're working through, and we don't always get the email alerts of when our groups are on. People that are more dedicated than me have, you know, carved out, oh, 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, I'm going to log on real quick and see what my groups have done. Some groups are very, very active. They're going to post every day or every other day, especially when their experiments are really hot, growing, things are happening really fast. And so you might want to check in, you know, the beginning of the day or the end of the day, you know, and just kind of see if they had any questions. Some of it, and we try to keep our opinions out of it, but we try to guide them to learn more. So, for example, they may come up with a hypothesis that just has nothing to do with what they're testing. And so you're going to ask open-ended questions to guide them to hopefully go and look for something more. And I'll tell you, students are notoriously lazy. They don't want to have to work to go find the answers. But our job is to guide them as far as we can guide them, to support the teacher because the teacher's in the classroom and she's, you know, trying to guide them too. We do have access to the teacher. So if you see something that's going on and you've tried to guide and things aren't working, you can email a teacher. You can email the liaison that's kind of over that group of mentors, and they can help with the teacher, and maybe the teacher can help guide that. So really, our job is to support the students, but really it's to support the teacher. And so we want to understand what their learning objectives are, and then we come alongside to guide those students. We also get questions of, you know, hey, you know, what'd you do today? And so, you know, when we post, it may be like, oh, I am so sorry I haven't been online yesterday. I was in the field and I was, you know, collecting soil samples, and we're going to send those off. So you give them these little bitty glimpses of what your everyday life is like, what it's really like to be a scientist. And if you've had a bad day or something, you'd be like, man, you know, I went out for this funding and it was great big and I didn't get it, you know. And so they understand that there comes trials and celebrations as a scientist. And then they may ask you what's your favorite food or who's your dog, or, you know, they just to connect. And so, and it usually happens over, what, 4 to 6 weeks at the most, so it's real short. And you're never asked to do more than one session within, say, a semester. And so, you know, it's really a very short amount of time. You can go on the Planting Sciences website and sign up to be a mentor. You can get with me, Kayla's right here in the pink colored shirt, Rob's over here, and we're all mentors in the program. We all helped write the module. We're still working on the module, and it will go live next year. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate it.